1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 1. And the Bible said, Samuel also said unto Saul, the Lord sent me to anoint thee to be king over his people, over Israel. Now therefore hearken thou unto the voice of the words of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I remember that which Amalek did to Israel. How he laid wait for him in the way when he came up from Egypt. Now go and smite Amalek, and utterly restore all that they have, and spare them not. But slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, ox and sheep and camel and ass. And Saul gathered the people together, numbered them in Telaim, 200,000 footmen and 10,000 men of Judea. And Saul came to the city of Amalek and laid wait in the valley. And Saul said unto the Kenites, go depart, get thee down from among the Amalekites, lest I destroy you with them. For you showed kindness to all the children of Israel when you came up out of Egypt. So the Kenites departed from among the Amalekites. And Saul smote the Amalekites from Havel unto thou comest to Shur, that is over against Egypt. And he took Agag, the king of the Amalekites, alive, and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. But Saul and the people spared Agag and the best of the sheep and of the oxen, of the fatlings and of the lambs, and all that was good, and would not utterly destroy them, but everything that was vile and refused, that they destroyed utterly. Then came the word of the Lord unto Samuel, saying, It repenteth me that I have set up Saul to be king, for he has turned back from following me, and hath not performed my commandments. And it grieved Samuel, and he cried unto the Lord all night. And when Samuel rose early in the morning, Saul was to meet Saul in the morning. It was told Samuel, saying, Saul came to Carmel, and behold, he set him up a place, and is gone about, and passed on, and gone down to Gilgal. And Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said to him, blessed be thou, the Lord, I have performed the commandment of the Lord. And Samuel said, what meaneth then this bleating of the sheep in mine ears, and the lowing of the oxen which I hear? And Saul said, they have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of sheep and of the oxen to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God, and the rest we have utterly destroyed. Then Samuel said unto Saul, stay, and I will tell thee what the Lord hath said to me this night. And he said unto him, say on. And Samuel said, when thou wast little in thine own sight, wast thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel? And the Lord anointed thee king over Israel. And the Lord sent thee on a journey and said, go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they be consumed. Wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord, but didst fly upon the spoil, and didst evil in the sight of the Lord? And Saul said unto Samuel, yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and have gone the way which the Lord sent me, and have brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took of the spoil a sheep and oxen and the chief of the things that should have been utterly destroyed to sacrifice unto the Lord God in Gilgal. And Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifice as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness as iniquity and adultery. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. And Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and thy words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. Now therefore I pray thee, pardon my sin, and turn again with me, that I may worship the Lord. Samuel said unto Saul, I will not return with thee, for thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord hath rejected thee from being king over Israel. And as Samuel turned about to go away, he laid hold on the skirt of his mantle, and it rent. And Samuel said unto him, the Lord hath rent the kingdom of Israel from thee this day, and hath given it to a neighbor of thine that is better than thou. And also the strength of Israel will not lie nor repent, for he is not a man that he should repent. Then he said, I have sinned, yet honor me now, I pray thee, before the elders of my people and before Israel, and turn again with me, that I may worship the Lord thy God. So Samuel turned again after Samuel and Saul worshiped the Lord. Then said Samuel, bring me hither to meet Agag, the king of the Amalekites. And Agag came unto him delicately. And Agag said, surely the bitterness of death is past. And Samuel said, as thy sword hath made a woman childless, so shall thy mother be childless among women. And Samuel hewed Agag in pieces before the Lord in Gilgal. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, God, we love you and we thank you for the precious reading of your word. God, we ask you, Lord, just to touch us and help us this morning as we gather together one more time this side of eternity. We ask you to give us, God, that you'd have us to have and help us to receive it with the teachable spirit. Lord, that you might move in our hearts and give us, God, that'll encourage us day by day, that we might be encouragers along the way. Help us, God, to realize how great and mighty you are, how we ought to be followers of Christ, Lord, as you lead us, Lord, the path of righteousness for your name's sake. And God, I pray, Him, for you'd give us the strength to having done all stand. Lord, we love you now and we thank you. We praise you. We give you glory for all that you've done and all you're doing and all that you're going to do. Touch our hearts, God, this morning. Lord, I pray just give us the guidance from the throne of grace to just get to where we need to be individually. And God, help us, Lord, to realize you'll help us get there because you love us so much. Let God direct us now, Lord, we pray. Touch us as only you can. Help us to be touched and we'll thank you and we'll praise you. We'll ask this morning in Jesus' holy and righteous name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I want to preach just a little while, if God will be my help, on obedience is better. Amen. Obedience is better. As we see this and we begin to see God, and we begin to see Samuel speaking to Saul, and he begins to bring up some ideas and thoughts before the king, and he begins to give him some direct instruction from God. Now, I want to tell you this morning, this Bible, this B-I-B-L-E that we have is basic instruction before leaving earth. Amen? So we have instruction from God. And it's just it's our responsibility to follow the instructions. Now, I know as men, we don't like to do that. We usually save that for a last resort. Amen. We push on and press on as best that we can with the help of our own ability until we get to where we can't go no further. We get in a total mess, a total discouragement, and then we read the instructions. I'm afraid that's what's happening in the world today. I'm afraid that's what happened with King Saul. Praise God. He went on and pressed on within his own self till he got to the place where he said, you know what? I should have just followed instructions. It's a whole lot better to follow the instructions. Now, I will say there's some things that just don't give you clear instructions. Sometimes you get something that just doesn't have a good clear instruction pattern in them. I mean, I know there's a lot of books in this world, praise God, you can't follow. Amen. The author's messed up and there's no guidance in it, but I'm glad God gave us a book and the volume of this blessed old King James Bible, praise God, so that we can have directions in which to pursue. Amen. So we see what took place here, and we see the story that plays out before us, and we see that Saul went out, and God, Samuel talks to him, and he said, now listen, Saul said, this is what God has said to do. Now, Samuel didn't say, Saul, this is what I'd like you to do. But he called him in verse 1. He said, Saul, the Lord sent me to anoint thee to be king over his people, over Israel. Now, therefore, hearken thou unto the voice of the words of the Lord. Amen. So he says, Saul, this is what God done. So he anointed you to be king of these people. In other words, he said, you're supposed to be a good leader. God anointed you to be a good leader. So what I want you to do is that God's got some specific directions, instructions for you that he wants you to follow right now. Sometimes it's a whole lot easier to say, well, you know what? Maybe I'll do that tomorrow. Or maybe I'll do that next month or next year. And you know what? Something it gets away from it. Sometimes we don't ever do it, do we? Amen. But he said he's got some instructions. He said he wants you to do something. And he says, thus saith the Lord of hosts. That's the angelic armies of heaven anyway, by the way. He said, I remember that which Amalek did to Israel. Now he said, listen, the Lord says, listen, he said, God anointed you to be king. God anointed you to be a leader. And God said, listen, I remember what Amalek did. Now who is Amalek? Amalek is the grandson of Esau. Amen. He's a grandson of Esau. Esau was the father of the Moabites. And when Israel was coming into the land, the Moabites put up the resistance. And they said, well, we're going to go through here. And they said, no, you're not going through here. Amen. Said, we're not going to partake of your food. We're going to even drink your water. We're just going to press on through. And they said, no, you're not. Amen. And then the Amalekites come up when they come through, praise God, and they said, listen, we're not going to allow you to come through here. We're not going to allow you. We're going to put up a resistance. And they did. Amen. But he tells us here, if you go back in 1 Samuel chapter number 12, the Lord says that God began to give them a commandment, praise God, began to give them some instructions in the way they should go. And he rehearses the things that took place. And Samuel says, listen, people, he said, as the man of God, I've never taken anything. I've never asked anything of you. I've never took any of your stuff. Praise God. He said, I've just give you what God has given me. And they said, could I have a witness? And they said, yeah, God's a witness. Amen. Praise God. Said, man of God, you've been good. You've been faithful. You've just told us the precious things from God. And he said, you know how God brought you out? He brought you out through Moses and Aaron. He brought you up out of Egypt. Did God not do that? He said, oh yeah, God did that. Amen. He said, and he brought you out of Egypt. He brought you through all these places. He brought you through the enemy. He praised the Lord. And he said, yeah, he has done that for us. He said, we cried unto the Lord when we had sinned and God forgave us our sin. Didn't he forgive your sin? Didn't he deliver you afterwards? And they said, yeah, you know, praise God, man of God. He said, God forgive us our sins even when we were sinful. And he delivered us, praise God, from the afflictions that we went through, from the times that we were in bondage to different ones. Amen. But then he goes on in verse number 12 and he says this, Samuel 12:12. He said, and when you saw that Nahash, the king of the children of Ammon, came against you, you said unto me, nay, but a king shall reign over us when the Lord your God was your king. Amen. He said, you had a king, and it was the God of glory. Amen. He was a higher potentate, higher standard, praise God, than anything we had on earth. But he said things got bad and you couldn't see him because God is the God of heaven. You couldn't recognize who he was. So you wanted a earthly king. You want somebody down here that you could see. Praise God, I'd rather have one I can't see than one I can see. Amen. Praise God, the one I can't see with my natural eye, praise God, I know and feel him in my heart. That's what makes the difference. Amen. He said, now therefore, behold the king whom you have chosen and whom you have desired. And behold, the Lord has set a king over you. So you asked for it and you got it. Amen. We ought to be careful what we ask for because we might get it. Amen. Praise God. We better just stay with God. And he says, if you will fear the Lord and serve him, now watch this, and obey his voice and not rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then shall both ye and also the king that reigneth over you continue following the Lord your God. Amen. He said, if you won't be rebellious, and said, if you'll listen to his voice, listen to what he says to you, he said, you can be prosperous. You can continue on. He said, but if you will not obey the voice of the Lord, but rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then shall the hand of the Lord be against you as it was against your fathers. Have you ever wondered why we struggle so much when we get away from God? We'll be running well. We'll be doing good. God will be a blessing. God will be helping us. God will be touching our family. We'll be just blessed all to pieces. And then we turn our back. We get away from God and everything just falls apart. I see it all the time. You talk to people and they say, well, everything is just such a mess. You say, well, when did it get to being such a mess? Well, you know, we was in church, we was going, God was just a blessing, but we kind of got away from God, and we got out of house of God, and we got doing our own thing, and we got so busy that we forgot to remember God, and there it went. Amen. That's what happens. And you see it so many, many times. But God here, he said, if we'll seek his face, if we'll keep his commandments, if we'll follow God, if we'll fear the Lord, if we'll stay with the Lord. Amen. But he says, if we rebel against the commandments of God, if we don't do what he says. He goes on and Samuel's telling this. Now Samuel's trying to teach them something here about following God. He said, now therefore, verse 16 said, now therefore stand and see this great thing which the Lord will do before your eyes. Is it not wheat harvest today? He said, today is the day of wheat harvest. He said, I will call unto the Lord, and he shall send thunder and rain. that you may perceive and see that your wickedness is great, which ye have done in the sight of the Lord in asking you a king. So Samuel called unto the Lord, and the Lord sent thunder and rain that day, and all the people greatly feared the Lord and Samuel. And all the people said unto Samuel, pray for thy servants unto the Lord thy God, that we die not, for we have added unto all our sins this evil to ask us a king. And Samuel said unto the people, fear not, ye have done all this wickedness, yet turn not aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart. That's what we're going to do today. Amen. We ought to just serve the Lord with all of our heart. You know, we only get one opportunity, one chance to do this. We ought to want, hey, looks to me like everybody ought to want to do it right. Amen. Ought to want to do it right, praise God. Serve the Lord with all your heart, not half-heartedly, but serve the Lord all your heart, praise God. It's all that matters. When we get to heaven, it's not what we have or what we've made or what God's give us. If we ain't got anything, God give it to us. But it ain't about all that. It's about what we've done with God. Amen. He said, turn not ye, and turn ye not aside from, for then shall ye go after vain things which cannot profit nor deliver, for they are vain. For the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it hath pleased the Lord to make you his people. Now watch this. Verse 23 says, moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. Amen. He said, even in your wickedness, that's when I pray the hardest. But listen to what he says. But I will teach you the good and the right way. He said, if you'll listen to me, I'm trying to tell you what God's got for you. I'm trying to encourage your heart, praise God, so that you can be found pleasing to the Lord. He said, only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider how great things he hath done for you. He just got done telling him what God brought, how God had brought him up out of Egypt, from underneath the whip of their taskmaster, and delivered them. And delivered them from all their enemies as they come into the land. He said, but if ye shall still be wicked, ye shall be consumed, both ye and your king. Amen. He said, you got to seek to do right. He said, if you're not, praise God, God's a consuming fire. He will consume you. So we see God, coming up to this, we see what's taking place. And Samuel said, listen, Saul, what are you thinking? And he fits him out here and he says, listen, said, you need to hearken to the voice of the Lord. Amen. And said, you need to, he said, I want to remind you of what the Amalekites did. Amen. We see what took place. Look at Deuteronomy. Let me just show you right quickly. Deuteronomy chapter 25. Verse 17, the Bible says, remember what Amalek did unto thee by the way when you were come forth out of Egypt, how he met thee by the way and smote the hindmost of thee, even all that were. Now listen, this is what the devil does. This is what the things of the world does. It hits you when you're at the weakest. It hits the weakest of us. He said, the hindest of thee, even all that were feeble behind thee, when thou wast faint and weary, and he feared not God. He's talking about Amalek, a descendant of Esau. Esau prayed and sought God with tears, but never got, had lost his blessing, gave it up for a bowl of pottage. And his descendants never did get a hold of God. Hello? The Moabites and the Amalekites still desert and reject God today. He said, therefore, verse 19, he said, therefore it shall be when the Lord thy God hath given thee rest from all thine enemies round about in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance to possess it, that thou shalt blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven, thou shalt not forget it. He said, don't forget what Amalek done. Don't forget how Amalek come in the bag. Don't forget how Amalek, he come in against God and God's people, and he smote the weakest of us. He caught us. He hit us in the back. Amen. Praise God. He said, that's what he did. But he said, listen, said, what we got to do? He said, we got to remember what he did. He said, because there's a payday someday. In the book of Exodus chapter 17, the Bible says this, Exodus chapter 17, verse 8. He said, then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out, fight against Amalek. Tomorrow we will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God. I will stand on top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. Amen. Now listen to this. He said, but Moses' hands were heavy. And they took a stone and put it under him. And he sat there on. And Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on the one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. And the Lord said unto Moses, write this for memorial in the book and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, for I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi, God's banner. For he said, behold, the Lord has sworn that the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. He's a fighting the devil, and he's fighting the devil today. Amalek, a type of sin and a type of the flesh. And he said, you're going to have to deal with it perpetually. That sin, praise God, of the world and the flesh. He said, you're going to have to continually deal with it. It just keeps coming up time after time after time. Praise God. But let me tell you what God did. Here in 1 Samuel chapter 15, Samuel comes to Saul and he said, listen, brother Saul, God sent you instructions. He said he wants you to go down there to the Amalekites and he wants you to utterly destroy them. Amen. Amen. He said he wants you to utterly destroy, just wipe them out. Amen. Said Saul gather. He said, now go and smite Amalek, 1 Samuel 15:3. Now go and smite Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have, and spare them not. But slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, ox and sheep and camel and ass. You say, preacher, I can't believe God would do that, how he would kill women and children. Amen. I won't say God wants to get rid of sin and sinfulness. He wants to get it out. He wants to purge it out. He will get rid of it. He will purge it out. One day, glory, hallelujah, when we get in the portals of glory, there'll be no sin in heaven. Amen. One day he's going to rule in this world as a King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. Praise God. And sin will be cast out. Praise the Lord. God's going to take a stand. And I guess that Saul gathered the people and he numbered them. And said he came to the city of Amalek and he laid wait in the valley. And he told the Kenites, now these Kenites had showed support to Israel in an earlier day. So Saul had compassion on him. He said, listen, said, we're going to destroy the Amalekites. Said, if you want out, you better get out now. And I see in my mind, praise God, they gathered it up and they got gone. Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, it don't do you good to hang out with a bunch of sinners. Amen. Praise God. You get caught up in it, praise the Lord, if we ain't very careful. You can't hang out with sinners. You can't hang out in this world. You can't do what the world does, praise God. The Bible says, come out from among them, be ye separate, saith the Lord. Amen. We're supposed to be separate from sinners, holy and righteous in the eyes of God, seeking to do right before Him. So we see that the Lord speaks to through Samuel, and he said, you need to hearken and you need to remember what the Amalekites did to us. And he said, you need to put up an offense against them. And the Bible said that Saul began to smite the Amalekites and he smote them. Amen. Praise God. And he smote them and he smote them and said they hacked and hewed them to pieces. Amen. When it was all said and done, there was none left but Agag, the king of the Amalekites. They took him alive and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. Amen. He said, but Saul and the people spared Agag and the best of the sheep and of the oxen, the fatlings and of the lambs and all that was good. Now, who determined that? Amen. How did they determine that? I'm going to tell you who determines good and bad is God Almighty. Hello? If we ain't careful, we'll pick and choose what's good and what's bad, amen, instead of just listening to what God says. God said they're all wicked, they're all sinners exceeding, and it's all got to go. He said, don't save none of it. God, hey, listen, God don't need the sin of this world, praise God, for us to prosper. God don't need the sin of this world, praise God, for us to move on and give Him glory. He can get glory, praise God, without sin. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, we believe in grace. He said, Paul said, should I sin more? He said, God forbid. That my grace may much more abound. He said, God forbid. Amen. We ought to do right, praise God, because we know who God was and we know what He expects. Obedience is better, praise God, than anything else God offers. Amen. Praise God. And he said that, and all that was good, and said, would not utterly destroy them. But everything which was vile and refuse and disgusting and no account in their eyes. Amen. But let me just say this morning. They got this thing upside down. Amen. All the things, praise God, that was vile and wicked and no account, praise God. God says, go ahead and get rid of it. And said, praise God, there's none of it good. There's none of it worth saving. See, God said, I've given them opportunities, I've given them chances, but they turned their back on God. They've stubbed their nose at the prophets and the men of God, and they stubbed their nose at Israel. They refused to be partakers in the goodness of a holy God. And God said, I've had enough. Just take them out. I'm afraid there's a world that we're living in now. He talked about it in Romans chapter 1. He said, hey, listen, they've been turned over to a reprobate mind to do those things. It's not convenient. He said, there's things that would be better to do, easier to do, but they choose to go in a different direction. He said, I've given them opportunity after opportunity. We've approached unto them several times. And said, they won't repent. They continue to stand up against God. So God said, I've had enough. So He gives instructions. The instructions is given by the man of God to the king. He's supposed to just follow instructions. Amen. And so He comes down here and they didn't utterly destroy them. And the Bible said that it repented God that He had made Saul to be king. He said, I knew it wasn't a good idea. Amen. But the people wanted him a king. Amen. Praise God. Listen, if we're going to vote, we're going to put in a king. Praise God. We better be ready to receive what the king's got for us. Amen. Praise God. I tell you, when we go to choose people to be a leader, we better check up. And if they ain't following the volume of this book, I say, if they ain't following the volume of this book, we better get away from them. We better get them out. We better do whatever we got to put the word out on them, because they're going to lead you in the wrong direction. Amen. When they start going against God, when they start choosing to leave God out, we're in a mess. Amen. When they start choosing to disobey God, we're in a mess. But they comes to him and Samuel grows up, and boy, he was grieved over it because Saul had disobeyed God. And he comes to Saul and he comes to where he's at. Now, Saul had made him a place there, set him up a monument, made a name for himself. Amen. Look what I did. And he goes on down to Gilgal. And Samuel, he comes down to Gilgal where he's at. And Saul meets him there. And he said, blessed be thou the Lord. I have performed the commandment of the Lord. He's bragging. I said, look what I did, Samuel. Samuel said, oh yeah, you did? Amen. You obeyed God? Oh yeah. And he said, well, what meaneth then the bleating of the sheep in mine ears and the lowing of the oxen which I hear? Then Saul said, verse number 15, they have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of sheep and the oxen I sacrifice unto the Lord thy God. Amen. So the king, he's supposed to be the leader. He packs it off on the people. Ain't that the way they do today? They want to pack it off on us when they don't rule right, they don't do right, they don't live right, and they want to pack it off some of that. But people do that all the time. Amen. But if you look over at verse number 9, the Bible says, but Saul and the people spared. Amen. Sounds to me like he had a part in it. He didn't follow the full commandments of God. But Saul and the people, they pick and choose what they're going to do. They pick and choose how they're going to obey God instead of just obeying God. I want to say to the young ones, we can't pick and choose how we're going to obey God. We just have to obey God. God says it's wrong, stay away from it. If God says, praise God, we need to do it, praise God, we need to get in all the way. Just praise God and give Him glory for what He's doing. So we see the instructions are given. We see that it doesn't line up. And we see God's displeasure in it. Verse number 11. He said, hey, repent of me that I made this man king. A displeasure in Saul. And because he refused. I wonder how much God's displeased with the world that we live in today. How many people? They said now we're only like 32% people even profess to be have any kind of form of religion. Man, we're backing up in a hurry. We're sliding off into this cliff in a hurry. Man, but God's displeasure. But then God's discovery, what Saul had done. Amen. He had done not for God, but for his own glory. He said, look what I've done. Amen. He done nothing without the Lord. Amen. When God was Moses and Aaron and Hur went up on the mountain, praise God, and they was fighting these Amalekites, when they was fighting the flesh, when they was fighting the enemy, praise God, as long as the man of God's hands was held up, as long as they was somebody scotching him, praise God, as long as that rod of God was held up high, they prevailed. But when his hands began to sink down, they began to be defeated. Some people come alongside him. They scooted a rock up under him for him to lean on. And they said, man of God, we got you. I tell you, we need to be scotching each other today, lifting up our hands together, holding up our hands unto God, that God Almighty can bless us again. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't know about you. I needed revival. Boy, I needed to touch my heart. Praise God. I need God to manifest Himself to me. And boy, He did. But we see the displeasure with God in Saul. Amen. Who he had allowed him to set up to be king. We've seen the discovery. He's discovered just exactly what had taken place in Saul's life. In verse 16, we see the declaration that God makes. He said, then Samuel said unto Saul, stay and I will tell thee what the Lord has said to me this night. And he said unto him, say on. And Samuel said, when thou wast little in thine own sight. Remember when they was going to, in 1 Samuel chapter number 10, they was going to anoint Saul to be king over Israel. And come the day of that, and they got the tribe of Benjamin, which Saul was out of, and they get them together, and they brought them together. Man, they were so proud, said, a man out of your nation, he's going to be king over the nation of Israel. Praise be to God, what a blessing it is. And they got to looking for him, coronation day, and they couldn't find him nowhere. Now the Bible says that Saul was head and shoulders above the rest. He was a tall man, a giant of a man in that day. Amen. And the day it come to become king over Israel, praise God, to be anointed. Amen. Couldn't find him nowhere. And they began to look for him, couldn't find him. And God spoke to their heart and he said, they're hiding in the stuff. And then they went and found old King Saul to be King Saul, praise God. And he was hiding under the wagon in the stuff. They had to drag him out, bring him before the people, and anoint him to be king over Israel. He said, when thou was little in thine own sight, wast thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel? And the Lord anointed thee king over Israel. And the Lord sent thee on a journey and said, He said, He anointed you, He made you the king over these people, and God give you some instructions, simple instructions. Amen. Sent thee on a journey and said, go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites. You know why he says sinners? That literally means to sin and keep sinning. They never would repent of their sin. They never would repent of their ungodliness. Amen. Their idol worship. He said, and fight against them until they be consumed. He said, till there's nothing left. Amen. He said, fight against till there's nothing left. This is what God told him to do. So God gives him, he makes a declaration. He gives them his instructions. Amen. He said, wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord? See, he told him, he said, hearken to the voice and listen. Remember what took place. Remember how wicked these people are. Amen. He says, why didst thou didst evil in the sight of the Lord? Why didst thou fly upon the spoil and didst evil in the sight of the Lord? He said, why, Saul? Why did you do it? Amen. And then Saul, notice his deception. Then Saul said unto Samuel, yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord and have gone the way which God sent me. But now watch this. And have brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. Amen? He said, I done exactly what God said. God didn't say go down there and defeat sin and then but keep a little of it and pack a little of it back to the house with you. Amen? He didn't say, you know, keep a little bit of your sin, hold on to a little bit of your sin, amen, and just bring it back to the house and put it up somewhere and it'll be all right. He didn't say that. He said, utterly destroy, get rid of the sin in your life. Get rid of the things of the flesh that so easily beset you. He said, get rid of it. Put it away. But we see man's deception and we see man's deceit. Verse 21 said, but the people took up the spoil. Amen. You pack it. Deceit, that packing it off on somebody else. Isn't it amazing in the world that we live in, it's always somebody else's fault that we are the way we are. Drunkards and drug addicts and whoremongers, it's not their fault that they're that way. Somebody else caused them to be that way. Amen. I know we have such situations and circumstances that we come up in and that show us and teach us certain things, but praise God, we don't have to go that way. Amen. You make your own choices. We have to stand up and take responsibility for ourselves. But we know that Saul was responsible, praise God, because he said, but Saul and the people spared. Amen. Saul had a part in it. But in deceit, he was trying to blame it on somebody else. Amen. In verse 15, he said, they have brought them from the Amalekites. For the people spared the best of the sheep and of the oxen to the fact to sacrifice the Lord thy God. And the rest we have utterly destroyed. He won't take credit for what he thinks right. There he goes again, picking and choosing. Instead of just saying what God thinks is right. So we see man's deception, we see man's deceit. And we see his decision. Saul had made a decision, praise God. And he says this. He said that Samuel told him, said, you're going to be rejected. He said the obedience is better than sacrifice. He said, because you've done this, said you're going to be cast out from being king. You're going to be rejected from being king. Verse 24, Saul says this, and Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord. Boy, it's about time he woke up. He said, and thy words. Why? The same reason most of us will. Listen to what he says. Because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. And sometimes if we ain't careful, we get to thinking about what man will think. And Saul said, I'm just honest, I've sinned, I messed up in the eyes of God. And when he said, I've messed up in what you told me to do from God. I've messed up my instructions because I feared what people would think. Amen? Because I feared what people would think. So I made a wrong decision. How many times in our lives you think you made a wrong decision because you were worried about what people would think? Let me tell you what, if you've never been saved, born again, accept Lord Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, and decide to follow Him, I mean, I wouldn't worry what other people think. Other people can't get you to heaven. I mean, other people ain't responsible for your soul. You are. You're the only one, praise God, has the power to control your destiny, either heaven or hell. Amen. Obedience is always better, praise God. So we see that not only the decision that he made because of the pressure of the people, but we see his determination, amen. In verse 25, he says, and now therefore I pray thee, pardon my sin, and turn again with me that I may worship the Lord. And Samuel said to him, I will not return with thee, for thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord has rejected thee from being king over Israel. Now watch this. And as Samuel turned about to go away, he laid hold on the skirt of his mantle, and it rent. As Samuel was turning away, he was going away. Saul reached out and grabbed the hold of him so tight, so hard, amen, that he tore the man of God's mantle. Amen. And Samuel turned about to go, praise God, and said, Samuel said unto him, verse 28, the Lord hath rent the kingdom of Israel from thee this day, and hath given it to a neighbor of thine that is better than thou. Amen. He said, because you've disobeyed God, said God's rent that kingdom from you. You're no longer going to have power. You're no longer going to be the king, the potentate. Amen. Praise God. And then in order to save face, he's determined to save face. It's the way that we are in this old flesh. We're dealing with the flesh, praise God. Obedience, amen, in dealing with the flesh is better than sacrifice. And Saul says this. He said, also the strength of Israel will not lie nor repent, for he is not a man that he should repent. Talking about the power of God. Then Saul says this. He said, I have sinned, yet honor me now. I pray thee. Now watch this. I pray thee, he said, before the elders of my people and before Israel, and turn again with me that I may worship the Lord. Now watch this. Thy God. What about being his God? But you know what he's doing again? Brother Robert, he's thinking about what other people will say, what they will think. He said, hey, listen, wait a minute. You got to turn with me. You got to turn back with me, because what is these elders, what's Israel going to think if you turn your back and you walk away from me and you're not here to help me to worship God like it's supposed to be? He said, what would the people think? He said, how can I save face if you won't turn back with me and worship and help me to worship God? But the Bible says, he said, your God. Samuel turns back and worships his God. Amen. So Samuel turned again after Saul, and Saul worshiped the Lord. But then listen what Samuel does. After the worship, he said, then said Samuel, bring ye hither to me Agag, the king of the Amalekites. And Agag came unto him delicately. I guess he did. And Agag said, surely the bitterness of death is past. A self-confidence. A false confidence. Amen. Confidence of his flesh. You know, things is over now. And said, Bible said in 33, and Samuel said, as thy sword hath made women childless, so shall thy mother be childless among women. And Samuel hewed Agag in pieces before the Lord in Gilgal. You say, well, I can't believe he'd do that, preacher. Why, he was in obedience to God. God said to put sin out from among you. Amen. To put sin out from among you. He said, I want to worship. He said, Lord, you're thy God. And Abraham, let me show you how to worship God. He said, you worship God by being obedient to God. Amen. By doing what God tells you. Living in the way God shows us, so that we can be found pleasing unto him. Obedience, it's better. It's better than sacrifice. It's better than the fat of rams. Obedience to God. Are we obedient to God? Are you obedient to God? You do the things that God have you to do. You say, well, preacher, I do some of them. Yeah, you're picking and choosing. A whole lot of people today are picking and choosing what and when they want to obey God. But we better get on the boat. This thing's coming to the end. Amen. As old Noah was preparing the ark, people getting preparing to get on, and the floods came and took them all away. Amen. Amen. So we need to be ready. This thing's just about to wind up. The clock's a ticking. When Israel became a nation in 1948, the clock began to tick again. The countdown began to start to the coming of the Lord. We got a soon coming Savior. And we need to be following the footsteps of our Lord, doing what God would have us to do, being ready when He comes. Amen. And we'll do that by being obedient to Him while we're here. Obedience. Amen. Obedience is better than anything else we could do. Just get in here and serve the Lord. Follow the Lord. Do what God would have us do. What God have you to do. To bring honor and glory to His name. Talking about rewards this morning. Amen. Praise God. I want to have something I can give back to Him. I'm not laying them up for me. I'm laying them up for Him. That one day, I can present them back to my Lord, my Savior, for His glory and His grace and His mercy to me. Amen. Samuel was a man of God who was obedient to God, who told told the people of God what they need to do. He said, listen, if you'll listen to me, I'll instruct you. I'll show you the way. But they didn't want to listen to God. They didn't want to listen to man of God. They want to choose their own way. I want to say there is a way that seemeth right to a man, but the end of that's destruction. But he said there is a way that's right, and that way is Jesus Christ our Lord, keeping His commandments. He said, what's the commandments of the Lord? Jesus said, the greatest and highest is to love thy neighbor as thyself. And then He expanded on that and said, love your neighbor as I have loved you. We come to the place where we begin to love each other because we love the Lord, because the Lord loves us. Then we can keep His commandments. We can do what He gives. We can follow the instructions that God gives us. Amen.